From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
's broadcast, President Moon Jae-in begins his state visit to Spain with a welcome ceremony, a visit to Madrid City Hall, and a state dinner hosted by King Felipe VI. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un warns of food shortages at a party plenary session. And the ruling Democratic Party chief Song Yong-gil unveils plans for COVID-19 relief programs, including giving money back to credit card users. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Emma Kalka. President Moon Jae-in arrived in Madrid on Tuesday and began his state visit to Spain with a meeting with King Felipe VI. During his three-day stay, the president will also meet with the Spanish prime minister and visit the Senate of Spain before attending a business leaders' forum. Our Bae Ju-yeon has more.
President Moon Jae-in kicked off his state visit to Spain, the last leg of his three-nation European tour, by attending an official welcome ceremony hosted by King Felipe VI. Moon arrived in Madrid on Tuesday after wrapping up a three-day state visit to Austria and headed to the Royal Palace to meet with the Spanish head of state. Later in the day, Moon visited Madrid City Hall, where Mayor José Luis Martínez Almeida awarded him a golden key. The mayor said the key symbolizes the city's open doors, to which Moon said that with the key, South Korea will unlock the door to overcoming COVID-19. The president then attended a welcome dinner hosted by King Felipe. The king said the South Korean film Parasite and K-pop boy band BTS are popular in Spain, while Moon says Spanish food and football are popular in Korea.
Buenas noches.
On Wednesday, Moon will meet with Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez and discuss cooperation on COVID-19, customs and the economy, among other areas. He will then visit the Senate of Spain, after which he will attend a business forum in Barcelona. The presidential office expressed hope that during Moon's visit, South Korea and Spain may expand joint forays into overseas construction markets, citing that Spain ranks second in the world in terms of securing overseas construction orders. Moon is also expected to call for the Spanish government's support toward the Korean peace process. He will head home on Thursday. Adrian KBS World, Radio News.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un reportedly convened a party plenary session to decide on Pyongyang's policy steps amid the current global political situation. The North's official Korean Central News Agency said on Wednesday that the third plenary session of the Workers' Party Central Committee was held the previous day, presided over by Kim. During the meeting, Kim said various difficulties currently lying ahead of his country caused some bias in implementing national plans and policy tasks, and mentioned food shortages, COVID-19, and anti-socialist practices, among other challenges. He noted the worsening food situation in the country due in part to last year's typhoon damage and called for countermeasures while instructing the maintenance of a perfect anti-epidemic state. The nominee for U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for East Asian and Pacific Affairs said North Korea's nuclear and missile threats and the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula will be among his top policy priorities. Daniel Crittenbrink made the remark in his confirmation hearing before the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee on Tuesday. He referred to U.S. President Joe Biden's statement that the U.S. remains committed to the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and will work with allies to address that through diplomacy and deterrence. Ruling Democratic Party leader Song Yong-gil has pledged to accelerate drawing up a second extra budget to finance more COVID-19 relief programs. In his first parliamentary address as DP chief on Wednesday, Song called for turning this month's extraordinary session into a time dedicated for the people and their livelihoods, noting the recent leadership changes in the country's two main political parties. highlighting the need to speed up the post-pandemic recovery. Song said his party will prioritize support for small businesses, universal relief payments, and giving money back to credit card users when preparing the budget. It is the first time that the ruling party mentioned the cashback program. The DP is reportedly reviewing the possibility of giving back a percentage of the quarterly increase in credit card payments in the third quarter from the second quarter. A consultative body meant to act as a communication channel among the government and the heads of the country's top two political parties may soon see the light of day. Following his first meeting with New People Power Party leader Lee Jun-suk on Wednesday, Prime Minister Kim Buk-yeom indicated progress on reviving the permanent body that had been stalled since first launching in November 2018. Kim told reporters he noted to Lee that as there can be gaps in policy pledges made by presidential candidates ahead of next year's presidential race and actual policymaking, he would explain such matters to the heads of the rival parties. He is said to have responded by saying it would be good to narrow differences through the consultative body. President Moon Jae-in had expressed hope for resuming the talks when he met with the heads of major political parties last month, prior to Lee's election. South Korea reported 545 new COVID-19 cases on Wednesday after staying in the 300s for two consecutive days. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said that the new infections compiled the previous day lifted the country's accumulated caseload to 149,191. The latest figure is 172 more cases than reported on Tuesday and marks the first time it has exceeded 500 since last Saturday, which registered 565 infections. Unionized delivery workers and their employers have reached a tentative agreement on preventing excessive workloads. A trilateral meeting involving the two sides and the government discussed government-arbitrated measures to prevent delivery workers dying from overwork at the National Assembly on Wednesday. Talks on when to completely exclude workers from the task of sorting parcels and how to preserve their income caused by shorter work hours are known to have concluded, with the union and logistics firms reportedly agreeing to a tentative deal. However, additional talks will be held related to postal service workers, who account for more than half of all unionized couriers. Police raided the head office of Hyundai Development Company Wednesday as part of an investigation into last week's building collapse in the southwestern city of Gwangju that killed 9 and injured 8. The Gwangju Metropolitan Police said it sent around a dozen investigators to the HDC headquarters in Seoul on Wednesday morning. HDC is the contractor for the redevelopment project of the district in Gwangju where the building is located. Police suspect that HDC played a direct and indirect role in causing the incident by ordering a subcontractor to excessively spray water on the site to address complaints about dust, thus leading piles of earth to become waterlogged and unstable. South Korea's benchmark stock index hit an all-time high for the third straight day. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 20.05 points, or 0.62% on Wednesday, closing the day at 3,278.68. And that's the news from KBS World Radio News Center in Seoul. I'm Emma Kalka.